USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Investors on Wall Street happy with that news, as at the closing bell, the Dow was up 829 points to finish at 27,110. The S&P added 82, and the NASDAQ improved 198 points. Protests in many cities are expected to continue over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, do my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Towns and cities are facing costly collateral damage during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
As cities and towns across the nation are already facing huge costs from their responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, many are also dealing with costly stormwater and water treatment backups and clogs as people are improperly disposing of wipes and PPE. Face masks, gloves, and wipes are being flushed down toilets, causing wastewater clogs. Many gloves and masks get thrown away on sidewalks and in streets, contributing to stormwater backups. And even if they don't do that, officials say those items can end up being washed into waterways, posing dangers to wildlife. A spokesman for the American Society of Civil Engineers says people are taxing already aging infrastructure that's already deteriorating.
Tennis star Roger Federer is now the highest paid athlete, earning more than $106 million last year. That combines both his winnings in tennis and endorsements. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Plans are still being hashed out for the Republican National Convention to be held in Charlotte. City officials and representatives from the Republican National Committee met on Thursday for the first time since President Trump said the convention would be pulled out of North Carolina due to the fact that the Democratic governor there couldn't guarantee a full crowd. The RNC is reportedly still planning to hold the business portion of the convention in Charlotte. If you have a high school junior or senior, there is news on makeup dates for the SAT. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
The company that administers the SAT college entrance exam is now scrapping plans to provide a home version of the test this year, saying it cannot guarantee all students would have access to the needed technology. The College Board announced that it's pausing plans for the remote exam, but still hopes to make it possible in the future. Officials in April said they were creating a home exam in case schools remain closed into the fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, the College Board said that it's now working to expand the availability of the SAT at in-person test centers this fall, and it's asking colleges to be more flexible with testing requirements. In-person SAT testing is scheduled to resume in August after spring exams were canceled, but many testing centers will have fewer seats amid social distancing measures, and some dates may be unexpectedly canceled. The company said it will add a January 2021 test date if there is a demand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.